Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Yeah, that's what they call me around here, Mr. Humble, and I deserve that. Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. We're having a great time here on the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. We got you're going to be glad you hung out with me today, too, because Eva Rosenberg is back in the building, so to speak. Eva is a longtime original founding member of our Brain Trust. She is the Tax Mama. She is the author of Small Business Taxes Made Easy. She is the one of the people we turn to when we want to find out where we are, where we should be with regard to our tax planning and dealing with the with the beloved IRS. She's our good friend Eva Rosenberg. Welcome back.
Well, good morning. It is great to be in a place where there's some humor.
Yeah, especially those. When have you ever heard? I mean, in what other universe? In what other bizarro world have you ever heard anybody say those two things together? Beloved IRS.
Really? Well, you
and
know,
not and without any note of sarcasm either.
I am a freak. You know, when you're a tax nerd, that's what happens.
Yeah. So, okay, let's get into this thing. The one of the things I've been ranting and raving about for months, but especially the last two or three days, is how without any sense of shame, Eva, Congress passed the tax extenders to have only a 15-day period of effectiveness. Without any sense of shame, they did it. Now tell the audience what they did.
Well, first of all, they should be proud. This is the first year I can remember that they didn't pass this in January or February of the following year. So now we at least had almost 2 weeks to get things done.
I'm not giving them any slack. No, thank you.
I appreciate that. And, you know, my frustration is everyone blames the IRS, and Commissioner Koskinen has been going around telling everybody that we're going to have a really terrible tax.
I'm not blaming the IRS for this. This is Congress. This is a political class. This has nothing to do with the IRS.
This is Congress, and in addition to passing, and we'll talk about the Tax Increase Prevention Act of 2014, but they also cut the IRS budget. So they aren't going to have the staff
He's
to do
talking
the customer
about,
service.
Koskinen is talking about having to cut back on operations.
Yeah, which during his confirmation hearings, he was quoted as saying something to the effect of, why would any company cut their income-generating staff?
Right.
Anyway, going into the Tax Increase Prevention Act, we had some things that weren't surprises. You know, that massive $250 deduction for teachers for their classroom supplies above the line. We got that. No big deal. The nice thing was that so many people are still facing cancellation of debt relief on their homes for foreclosures and so forth because they got those loans they couldn't afford.
Right.
Okay.
Now they've got all this recapture.
Right. So when that happens, they have to pay tax on the cancellation of debt. That was reinstated. So that was reinstated. They can still avoid having to pay tax on that as long as it's, quote, acquisition debt. They didn't refinance and pull cash out. We also got back the mass transit and parking benefits for employees. So, you know, there's an allowance
Did it make these things permanent or just for 15 days?
Oh, for heaven's sake.
It's just year, right?
For 15 days, retroactive to January 1st.
Yeah, but still, which is fine for individuals. But some of these things that were for business, some of these extenders for business are costless transactions. Deals didn't happen because these extenders weren't passed.
Exactly. And so, you know, the businesses may not have offered these benefits to their employees, or they may have been adding them to wages and taxing them. That's a very good observation all year. And now here we are 2 weeks before the end of the year, and all these things have become non-taxable since January 1st. Could you give us some notice?
Yeah, well, yeah, and the thing is, and they're not even, and even though they say, well, you know, at least you got a couple of weeks' notice, well, fine, but this doesn't work if I don't get it in service. The equipment that's being depreciated or expensed, did they extend the in-service date? I don't think so.
Well, we're going to get to the business stuff, but yeah, we've got a whole bunch of business things that were approved again at a fairly
The individuals,
useless
that's
time.
What you were getting at, I got ahead of you a little. The individuals mm-hmm. was the mortgage.
The employee benefits.
The employee benefits and the mortgage forgiveness.
Right, and we also have mortgage insurance premiums. Those are deductible again. I didn't expect them.
Right. All right, we're going to talk about the extenders for businesses after these messages with our good friend Eva Rosenberg. I'm Jim Blasingame. By the way, she is the Tax Mama. Stay with us.
Cross the Mersey, cause this land's the place I love.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.